Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Canola production. Can it be a viable part of the traditional mix of corn, soybeans, and wheat in Kentucky crop rotations? Answering that question has been a major part of the career of Brian Caldback.
I came to Kentucky from Ireland in 2004 when Bailey Joe Miles asked me to work on winter canola. I'd worked on it in Europe, and so it was kind of a natural progression of what we were doing over there. So we started up a research program here at Miles Farm Supply in 2004.
The crop has a number of uses, both in livestock and for the average consumer at the supermarket.
A lot of them are now using canola oil as opposed to the vegetable oil blends that are on the shelves there for health benefits that are being promoted by the doctors and medical industry.
In the processing of the commodity, a major component of it is targeted to the livestock industry.
60% of the seed from the crush operation is a meal, and those customers, if you like, are also very interested in that meal for their livestock operations, be it dairy, poultry, be it hogs. There's quite an interest in the meal as well.
In the past, canola had to be marketed in Canada, more recently Georgia, and in the last year or so, Kentucky landed its own processor, adding some more economic promise for the crop. We'll be right back.
This is NASCAR driver Austin Dillon with the Richard Childress Racing Team. I count on the power and performance of Sunoco Green E15 made with American ethanol. And we can all count on ethanol to power our economy and perform in our engines. We need to downshift America's dangerous and expensive dependence on imported oil. When we choose high-performance ethanol blends at the pump, we help put America in the driver's seat.
This message provided by the Kentucky Corn Growers Association. Brian Caldback now works in product support for Rubisco Seeds, a Kentucky-based company, one more part of the progress and development of canola as a row crop for Kentucky.
From the outset, our objectives in the research was to identify the highest yielding genetic material that was on the market so that farmers who were going to grow it were going to have a good chance in making an economically viable yield, you know.
Currently, there are about 10,000 acres of canola in production here, and given location of the new crushing plant in western Kentucky, Caldback feels the crop has potential for slow but steady growth.
I wish it was a higher priced crop in the marketplace, but, you know, we live in the real world. But in saying that, it complements other crops in the rotation, and it can have rotational benefits and risk management for farmers, you know, to take it on and include it in the rotations on at least, you know, a percentage of their acres.
Ahead, we'll take a look at how farmers are adapting to the crop and gauge the view for its potential from the perspective of the new processing plant now getting into full operation. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.